This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We told you yesterday, out of fear for the safety of participants, the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife had canceled a series of 14 public forums to take comments on wolf management. I asked Fish and Wildlife Stacy Lehman if there had been any specific threats that led to the cancellations.
I do not know about that. I know that, you know, some of the ranchers have said that they've had threats, and then some conservationists have said that they have had threats, but we did work with the FBI. And we had been in contact with other law enforcement agencies about having meetings in their communities, but I don't have any specifics.
So instead of public meetings, Lehman says, there will be online sessions.
At this point, we're just going to do three of the online sessions. Like I said, anybody can log into those, so we can have a huge amount of people take part in those.
And Lehman says there are other options, too.
Like there's a survey on our website right now that's available. And there's also a spot, like maybe I want to take 5 minutes and fill out a survey. There's a place we can click and just leave a comment. It can be any topic, you know, related to wolves, whatever you want to say. And then we also have the option of send us a letter, you know, just write down your comment and send it in. So there's other ways too for people to get their input in. It's not like we don't want the input. We definitely do. We're just looking at different ways to get it.
To find out more, go to wdfw.wa.gov and type the word wolf into the search bar. The first online session is scheduled for September 17th at 6 p.m.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.